I think the importance lies in the fact that there are quite a number of people asking for such a facility for the last number of years anyway. And it's happening elsewhere, so there's pressure on for it to happen in this part of the country as well. There really is a demand for it. And the other thing then is there is a company called Columbarium Eternum, who is led by Joseph O'Neill. And Joseph is doing a good job in being an advocate for the columbaria around the country. And there already have been several established at various locations, including several churches around the country. But the one in Ards here, though, has a particular importance, I think, in people's minds. And it's related to the nature of the relationship that people generally have with Ards. On a daily basis, there are a large number of people coming here, and their journey here is always, and very often at least, concerned with finding peace. And it's a constant refrain of our visitors here that this is such a peaceful place. There's a number of dimensions of the peace that they find. In nature itself, there is plenty of access and unique access to nature. The other day somebody was commenting that it's very few places that you find woodland coming right down to the sea, and there is a for that particular person, an extraordinary sense of the beauty and the power of nature as he or she stands at the space between the wood and the beach there at Isabella's here beside us. So there's that also. People have a habit here of celebrating the Sacrament of Reconciliation, and that's another source of peace for so many people, particularly in times of illness or in times of threat to their health and so on. So the columbarium then is merely an extension of that sense of people having peace when they come here. That would be some of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing at the moment.
Yes, and of course Ards Friary, one of the main kind of spiritual places for people to go within Donegal, that holds such great importance. So the ability then to have people laid to rest in the term of actually interring ashes then in such a place of peace, as you put it, is important?
It is. And Daniel, the thing that has been going on for a number of years is that people have been bringing ashes here anyway, and legally or illegally have been scattering it either around the land or scattering it out on the ocean. And that has that's giving, you know, the columbarium will give another form to that, and will give people the opportunity, if they like the place and they like to have the ashes of their deceased loved ones here, then it's a place they can come to in a continuous kind of fashion.